Petter. Free Talk Live. Take control here toll free. The live Saturday edition. It is Ian here.
And Mark.
And of course you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. You get to control the content of the site. That which you see on the front page has been placed there by listeners just like you. And voted upon by listeners like you. In fact, maybe it was you. You can go to freetalklive.com. You can create the content that you see on the front page. Vote it up or down as you prefer. So go to freetalklive.com, get interactive like the rest of the site. It is completely free, so enjoy that. We're going to go right back into your phone calls. We kind of started talking about the government shutdown that led into this discussion about government health care, and we got Ken on the line in Charleston, West Virginia, listening to WVTS. And Ken, sorry, we had barely had a few seconds for you in the last hour. I wanted to make sure you had a time to get your thoughts out on health care. You were going to address the question of whatever happened to house calls, is that right?
Well, it can address whatever happened to house calls. It's one of the things that makes health care so expensive for the average person. And it does have to do with administrative costs. I've been doing coding and billing for years. And before 1979, if a doctor did an office call or a home visit, he wrote on a form, or she wrote on a form that says, office call, $30. And maybe there would be some things that were added into an injection or lab work or things, but it would all be added in there. Well, in 1979, the government decided that they needed a more accurate way of deciding what a diagnosis was. So what I do is I take words and I turn them into codes, numeric codes.
Yep.
For instance, the hypertension is 401.9. And so an insurance will see that and they'll say, oh, this person has hypertension, I'm going to pay it. Well, it covers everything from the office visit, which could be a 99213, to that hypertension diagnosis. And that's called ICD-9 and CPT coding. It cost millions upon millions of dollars in order to implement this in 1979 and to do the various upgrades.
Oh, my God. So let me see if I've got you straight. Your job is to basically translate words into numbers for government compliance.
Government ease.
Were it not for this government mandate, your job would not exist and you would be doing something more productive.
Well, I probably would be doing close to the same thing, only it would be a dual job such as the secretary where I would check people in and then I would write the doctor's office note in there. But it covered so many things. In order for me to be able to translate these into numbers now, he has to be able to write down what he does in the office visit in a specific way to meet the guidelines. Now, that's not bad enough. Over the years, it's been improved and people have gotten used to it. Well, the United States is the only one who uses that set. The rest of the world uses what's called ICD-10. And the UN wants the United States to come on board because it has to do with statistical record keeping. And so in October of 2014, we will roll over to ICD-10. And it has cost billions upon billions of dollars to implement this. Also, we can comply with the UN and be able to do, for statistical purposes, classified diseases. So
that's crazy. Classified as what?
Diseases.
Diseases, I see.
Yeah, classified diseases from words into numbers.
And now it's going to be a new set of numbers.
It's nice to have statistics, but I shouldn't have to pay billions of dollars for your statistics.
Wow, man. That's Ken, yeah. I really appreciate you calling with that info, and thanks for sharing that tonight. Anything else you got on your mind?
No, I think that's it. When it hits in a year, you'll want me to call back.
Wow. I appreciate it. And
I do want you to call back.
Thank you, Ken.
So this is some of the magic of Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live exists, sort of on the periphery of talk shows. We don't get on there. We don't pound the pulpit on one particular issue. Like you said, we started this show about the government shutdown, and it got turned into a show about health care. And Ken,
and we mostly avoided this.
Ken,
was
Kendra.
Ken? K-E-N is how it's spelled
here. Ken.
Maybe Kendra was able
to call in. Otherwise, on some other show, that caller would have sat on hold for an hour until she dropped off, and we would have never heard from her. Because it's Free Talk Live, and because we try to take people who have never been on the show before, we don't, if you haven't been on, you're more likely to get on
sooner, that's true.
That kind of thing.
Yeah.
And we make it easy. And because it's in the evening, there's just fewer calls. We're on 128 stations across the country, but, We got, what, six lines?
Not all of them are live, and many of our stations run the show in delay. Saturday night's a big night, though, for Free Talk Live.
True.
So thanks for getting on and taking part with us, because you guys make the show the best. Let's go to Mickey listening here in Huntsville to WBHP. Mickey.
Yeah, thank you. I just want to say this right here. You know, I've heard the thing from Abraham Lincoln before when I was in high school. You know, government of the people, by the people, and for the people. Well,
what a load.
I'll tell you what, my hometown actually is Detroit, Michigan. I'm a Motor City maniac, proud of it. And that's the way it was in our neighborhood. You know, we had a big GM plant, main employer there. We had every ethnic group that you can think of. The neighborhood rule, the main one, was race does not exist. Hmm. Now, we all got along in perfect harmony. There was no crime whatsoever, not even domestic violence. We never had the police. No, nothing. If anything came up, the adults, I was just a kid then, the adults got together, took care of business, and it was over with like it never happened. Everything was fine. So that's government of the people, by the people, and for the people. I think the whole country should be like that.
I think the more local you get, the better. I thank you for the call tonight, Mickey, although obviously, you know, using coercion is what the way all local governments are set up today, and I just want to see them stop that. I don't have a problem with providing roads or protection services or fire or schools. Just don't threaten people to take their house away from them if they don't agree with your services, if they don't value all of them and aren't willing to pay for all of them. I don't think that people should live under threats, and I agree, though, you know, if you're going to have some sort of government, it should not be much further away than you can reach, basically. Your thoughts are certainly welcome at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Temper is on the line in Springfield. You're on Free Talk Live, Temper.
Hey, how's it going?
What's on your mind, Temper?
I just wanted to follow up call on the call I made 2 days ago about Intel vPro.
Yeah, this was the change that they're making to some Intel chips that you said would make it so somebody would be able to snoop, maybe governments would be able to snoop through your computer even if it were turned off.
Well, to get into some of the details, and I'm going to try real hard not to get too technical. Intel vPro has actually came out in 2010-ish. And I have an article on Free Talk Live's bulletin board under general information. It's called Information Security, posted by Temper, of course. And the way this works, and AMD has the same thing. They call it Dash, but whatever. It's the exact same design, which is kind of funny in itself because usually these companies patent design so that there's no, copying of work or whatever. Mm-hmm. But in this case...
So what were you calling to clarify today exactly?
The way it works is the Intel chipset and the video card and everything goes through the chipset. The chipset's like the informational hub. It connects all the componentry of the computer.
Mm-hmm.
And what this vPro basically is it's like a micro operating system that runs inside the hardware, and it allows basically a management command to be sent through the network card. And the reason why it can control the computer when the computer's off is because when you turn off the computer, you notice it's not like a switch anymore. It's a toggle button.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that doesn't actually kill the power to the motherboard. That is what they call software or soft off. If you want to turn off a computer for real, you have to unplug it.
You have to disconnect it.
Pull the battery out.
I get all that, Temper, but somebody actually posted to our freetalklive.com, right there to the front page, there's an article called Intel vPro Technology, Not Necessarily a Security Nightmare. And I think that maybe things aren't as bad as maybe we misunderstood you, or at least as the way it sounded. And I'd like to share that here in a moment. So if you'd like, you can stay, and we'll tell you a little bit about that, have you on the line to respond to it, because this guy on our forum here, or the front page of the website, Celestrian, says this isn't what it sounds like. This isn't near as bad as being made out to be. It's not that the government's going to be able to switch on your computer in the middle of the night and start poking around. So would like to get the, I guess, the other side of this discussion out here in moments. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. No, Temper is right. If you want to absolutely prevent anything, unplug the power cord. They can't get in then.
We all know how useful Bitcoins are, but how can you cash out Bitcoins quickly to pay rent or other cash expenses? MoneyPack Trader will sell you a MoneyPack in minutes using the private and fully encrypted messenger program TorChat. You'll need a MoneyPack loadable debit card to deposit MoneyPacks onto, but don't worry. Dozens of debit cards are available free on the internet, and you may already have one from the nearly 50 prepaid debit card companies that allow MoneyPack loading. These debit cards are great because the funds can be withdrawn instantly at your local ATM and then spent anywhere cash is accepted. Cashing out Bitcoins really is that easy, and MoneyPackTrader.com pays the highest rates for your Bitcoins. Visit MoneyPackTrader.com today to learn what they can offer you for buying and selling Bitcoins with enhanced privacy that no other exchange offers. That's MoneyPackTrader.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Enrich and enlighten your life with the Awake and Empowered Expo, October 11th through 13th at the Cobo Center in Detroit. Experts from around the world present the latest advancements in holistic health, wellness science, and free energy technology. It's a weekend of insightful lectures, workshops, and discussions, all designed to help you reach your highest potential self. Find the path that will cleanse your body and mind and open doors to a new level of consciousness. Discover the benefits of raw food and juicing. Participate in the meditative practice of Tai Chi. Strengthen the body through yoga and view life-changing documentaries. An amazing array of exhibitors will offer the newest products and services that support a healthy and holistic lifestyle. Visit AwakenEmpoweredExpo.com for tickets. The Awaken Empowered Expo, October 11th through 13th at the Cobo Center in Detroit. Raising global consciousness as we come together to empower ourselves and each other to live to our fullest potential.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We are here live this Saturday evening to take your calls about what you want. And the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We do have Skype, by the way. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to connect with us that way. If you prefer, you can, of course, join us online over at freetalklive.com. and you can get tuned into our live streams. So we've got broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show. You may listen to whichever stream is your preference. They're free. We've also got news updates and archives. Grab archives that go all the way back to late 2006. All of it's free, so go and enjoy at freetalklive.com.
If you're looking for, say, camping, hunting, shooting, survival equipment, manventureoutpost.com is the place to go.
What about guns?
Well, they've got handguns, they've got long guns, everybody wants to get a good deal, and they've got ammunition. That's the hardest thing
to find
right now.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, they're having as much trouble as anybody else. They don't have every form of ammunition, mm-hmm. but you can go take a look, and they may have what it is that you're looking for at manventureoutpost.com. For those of you who just want to go out and commune with nature, indeed, they've got tents, apparel, boating equipment, you know, fish finders. Maybe you want to go hunting some fish. Whatever it is that you need. Archery, air guns, water purification, flashlights, knives, binoculars. You name it. They've got it at manventureoutpost.com. It's a family-owned operation. I bought a lot of things from ManVenture. I've checked every time I bought something, at least on some of the products I bought, to try to find lower prices. Haven't been able to find them anywhere. They claim rock-bottom prices, but for me, they've always been the lowest. ManVentureOutpost.com. You can go there, check it out for yourself, because that's the way to know. ManVentureOutpost.com.
So for those of you who are maybe radio-only listeners of the program, you might only get the show on Saturday night. Some of our stations only take the Saturday show. We do the show 7 nights a week. You can, of course, listen over at freetalklive.com to our live streams and podcasts. But over the last few days on the show, there's been some discussion about computer security, and it's a difficult discussion to have because while I may have some level of knowledge about computers that the average listener of the show may not, it's something that, you know, I have to always be aware that when we're discussing this, we're talking to, you know, talking about these things at a level at which the average person can grasp
right.
the concept.
This isn't a computer show.
No.
It's a show about anything, so therefore it's a show that can be about computers sometimes.
And computers are a part of most of our lives. There are a few people who refuse to use the internet out there.
God bless them. But
there's some Luddites. But for the most part, if you live in society, you're probably using a computer at work, at home, right now, as you're listening to the show, etc. You know, you're even using computers as you drive now, with these newer cars having actual computers in them that provide you with the audio entertainment experience that you might be experiencing Free Talk Live through right now.
And it shoots the gas into the
right running your car.
So computers are all in the car.
Computers are everywhere, and security is a big issue. Especially with the government becoming more and more intrusive. And so when somebody calls in to say Intel has a chip, or there's some sort of function in their newer chips that allows the, you know, some remote control person to turn your computer on and access your information, or even access it with the computer turned off, that's something to be concerned about. And so Temper had called in earlier this week to make those claims, and it sounded pretty unbelievable to me, but I'm certainly no expert on these matters, and, as you know, these computer whizzes can do all kinds of amazing things. But it was shocking to me that anybody would be able to get access to my hard drive if there's no power applied to it. And as Semper was saying a moment ago, every computer these days always has some sort of level of power applied to it. There's the motherboard is accepting power at all times, even if it's not turned on in its full on state. But does that mean it can actually read a hard drive? I found that questionable. So here's what somebody posted on our front page at freetalklive.com. It's about this so-called vPro technology from Intel. And it says here that this is information from the Intel vPro homepage. Intel have used, or actually it's a summary of some of that information. Intel have used the brand name vPro to refer to a number of various technologies since 2006 or so. Early on, this referred to management technology built into their motherboards targeted towards businesses. And back then, it really only let you remotely power on a PC and read their installed hardware and serial numbers. The current generation of Intel vPro, which is the one we're supposedly concerned about here, has more features, including the ability to detect if a user has tried to install an unapproved operating system, such as Linux, if the company that you're working for is in all Windows environment. It also allows a systems administrator to remote start the PC. force it to boot from the network, and connect remotely, regardless of the operating system installed, by emulating a hardware keyboard and a mouse. Yes, this does mean that a remote user can potentially break past your operating system's security. And this would be really creepy, except that, point number one, these features are only present in machines targeted towards businesses. The vPro chipsets and processors are a product line that's separate from the home and enthusiast product lines. Point number two, you have to have physical access to the machine to turn these features on and to delegate access. Disclaimer, I don't work for Intel, don't own any stock, although I do work in the industry. You can verify everything I've said above by poking around Intel's site, starting from the link that I gave. Now, I want to bring Temper back on here to respond to that statement, because the way this guy's making it sound like, hey, this is no big deal, this is a business feature, this is useful for businesses, you know, if you're operating a business with multiple computers on a network as an administrator, it's useful for you to be sitting in one room, you know, if you're at Microsoft and there are 1,000 computers in your building, you know, it's easier for you as an administrator to sit in your administrative office and be able to say, okay, I want to pull up the computer in office number 102 and be able to see what's going on there. There's a problem with that computer. I want to remotely log into it. And that's what this system allows that to happen. My first critique of the explanation here is that he's saying you have to have physical access to the machine to turn these features on and to delegate access. But what if there is a backdoor built into that feature that allows the NSA to do the very same thing without having that physical access? Let's hear what Temper has to say. Having heard us discuss all that, Temper, you're back on.
Yeah, I would just say that his first point, I want to jump to his first point, and that was that these are special processors only for business class. And while that might have started out being true, I just posted a link to Intel's website, and it's called Intel vPro Technology. Which Intel desktop processors support Intel vPro Technology? And it says 4i7, i5 desktop, 4i7, i5 mobile, Core 2 Duo, and Core 2.
So you're saying it started with the business models, and now it's moving out to expand to average computers.
Surely this costs money. Why would they include it?
It can't cost that much money.
The funny thing is, you actually have to activate it. And this is you buy the physical hardware, and supposedly you have to pay an extra roughly $20-$25 fee to actually activate these features.
That's crazy.
Even if you buy this processor and it supports these instruction sets, it doesn't mean that you get that functionality.
But there's nothing to stop them from flipping that switch and or building some sort of backdoor in for the NSA, though, right?
Absolutely nothing. And more to the point, the way this actually works is it is like a tiny operating system.
You were mentioning that before. Temper, thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate the info. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
Research it yourself.
Exactly. Yeah, definitely don't take our word for it. More on the way. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. It's the live Saturday edition, and this is Free Talk Live.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com. Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition, and we will, of course, take your calls about anything. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or you can call us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, and it's Ian here.
And Mark.
We're, by the way, have a website. You can go to freetalklive.com, where you can get interactive on the bulletin board system. Go to bbs.freetalklive.com, interact with other Free Talk Live listeners, and do it for free, of course. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
We were talking about getting bitcoins earlier in the show. If you don't know what bitcoins are, they're a peer-to-peer, open-source, online currency that allows you to send and receive money on the internet without having to pay any fees. Imagine what that does to business models like PayPal and Western Union. This is an extraordinarily disruptive technology, and it's going to make life better for human beings.
It already has.
Not just because you can send and receive money and not have to pay fees for it, but because you have complete control over your bank account now. You don't have to pay some bank fee that you don't want to pay or anything like that, because you're the banker. Bitcoins make you the banker. You can get a Bitcoin bank account by going to blockchain.info. They call them wallets because that's where you put your bitcoins. You put your money in your wallet. You can get a free online wallet that's encrypted in your browser. It's the safest and best and most useful wallet on the internet. It's blockchain.info.
It's your wallet, by the way. I'd like to point that out. If you get it from blockchain.info, they're just kind of providing you with the service of making space. It easy to access it, but it's your wallet. You can download those private keys that make it yours, basically, and you can you have total control over it.
They've even got tools that allow you to send and receive your money anonymously. It's blockchain.info.
Let's go to Tony. He's in Yorktown, Virginia, listening to WNIS. Hey, Tony.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Good. My concern is, you're talking about term limits, and here's my suggestion on term limits. I don't like term limits, but however, I suggest that, you know, they have two terms that they be elected to at the most, to be the Senate, be the House of Representatives, and they have to get out for one term, and they can't be involved in any lobbyists after that. And if the people love those people so much, after they've been out for one term, they can vote them back in.
You know, one of the things about them, though, is that what you're likely to see is they're going to define what industries they can work in. So the government's going to define, the Senate and the representatives are going to define which industries they're allowed to work in. They're going to say that, you know, okay, so we can't be a lobbyist, but we can work with organizations that that have lobbyists or, you know, this, that, or the other. You got to understand, these people are career politicians, and even if they go back into private practice, they're still lawyers and they're involved in the law.
I grant you, but you know, there's still, you know, we're talking about people that are in, that are up there. If they're not in, if they're not, at least there's some control from the voters. You know, the people that they can stop some of this pork belly up there. I'm not saying you can't stop it at all. You will never stop the pork, but you can maybe stop some of it, because some of these guys have been, you know, like Richard Byrd was up there. You think he was voting asleep? I mean, my God.
I think that when you start talking about term limits and things like that, you're talking about changing the Constitution. If you're going to change the Constitution, why not go ahead and change the Constitution?
Are term limits written in the Constitution?
Yeah, okay. They are. Well, term limits are there. There's no limit on terms in the Constitution, so therefore, to change terms, the limits on terms, you would have to write it in the Constitution.
Well, wait a minute. What about the presidential thing? Is that just that's not an actual term limit?
Exactly. It's in the Constitution.
Okay. Okay.
You know, I'm not saying it. You have to start somewhere.
Where?
But here's the thing. Here's my objection to what you're saying, Tony, you're not in charge.
If you start somewhere, then why start?
Well, I agree. Why start?
Right. And let's just take Washington, D.C., shove it down the Potomac out into the Atlantic.
You could say, what if, and I appreciate that. But if you don't say, hey, what if this is, like, you know, if we can't start somewhere.
You can't. You can't. That's where I want to. That's where I'd like to point out here is that.
Then we should limit. You know, we should go back. Well, why can't we go back to the where we had the states had the senators elect their senators themselves? Why can't we do this? But you know, it's like, where do we start?
The reason why you can't do any of this. The reason why you can't do any of this, and you may have good ideas. I'm not like trying to shoot down your idea.
No, and I appreciate you. And this is
the reason why you can't do any of these things is because you're not in charge, and you never will be. And the politicians are likely to never take any serious form of interest in your idea. You could probably, if you wanted to, you could probably spend the rest of your life. The rest of your life trying to lobby these politicians to make this one change. We need to have these term limits. We need to have, you know, this exact setup. And it would never end up happening. You could spend your whole life and all of your life savings and all of your time on this, and it won't happen. So if they do make any kind of change, it'll be the best one that's for them, not for the people. It'll be the best one for the politicians.
Repeat after me on this one. They're a bunch of criminals, and we good people will never control criminals.
I concur, but if you have enough people pissed off and enough people to vote, you know, they say, okay, well, you know what, if we can vote your ass out.
Brother, they say that every 4 years, and the same things happen every time.
More than 90% of
incumbents
get reelected.
I really do. Thank you, Tony.
Sooner or later, something will happen. Thank you for your time.
Appreciate it, brother. Yeah, 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number.
All empires fall. And sooner or later, something will happen. At this point, the United States produces nothing in the world except it's an export. They export violence. They export the dollar, which is backed by the U.S. military. I mean, that's all they got. They got weapons and violence is really the only thing the United States is exporting at this point.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not going to get better, and they're not going to change things to benefit you. If they change something, it'll be to benefit them or their buddies. It'll be to reward their friends and punish their enemies, and that's the way it's always been. And every 4 years, they know you're going to say the same thing. They know you're going to come out with this, let's kick them out of office, those bums, and we're going to run the good guys this time. Well, where did they all go? I mean, every 4 years, it's we're going to put the good guys in. Where are those good guys? Ron Paul used to be around. He's gone. So where are the good guys in Washington, D.C.? I don't see them. They don't appear to be clamoring to get into Washington, D.C. If there is a good guy trying to get into Washington, D.C., he's usually ousted in the primary, and they don't even have a chance. There's a lot of bad guys that come out and will change the rules like they did with Ron Paul. They basically just change the rules on them at these Republican primaries and completely shut out the Ron Paul supporters, that any kind of significant threat to the status quo is moved against as quickly and as firmly and as, in some cases, violently as possible. They are very interested in keeping things the way they are, and no amount of pissed off people is going to change anything. Look at all the pissed off people in the Tea Party, the pissed off people in Occupy.
Pissed off people can change things, but let's not rearrange the deck chairs in the Titanic.
Okay, right.
Here's what we've figured out. Washington, D.C. is outdated technology. The last thing you needed D.C. for was really to handle the Cold War.
Yeah.
At this point, Washington, D.C. is perpetuating terror and fighting a war on terror at the same time. These people, we don't need them in our lives.
Mm-mm.
They're not good for anything. I think the best explanation is that we should be, as individuals, able to choose. Let's just pick. You know, why in the world do I have to be under the rule of some Republican if I'm a Democrat, or a Democrat if I'm a Republican? Why don't we just let them pick? Let the states pick. You know, the blue states, they could be under Barack Obama. The red states, they could be under Mitt Romney. You know, and then maybe somebody will come to their senses and, let the libertarian
candidate.
But even
that's not going to happen. I mean, even that sounds like a top-down
control. No, none of them are
going to
happen. That's the problem.
Even your idea, as good as it is, sounds like a top-down control thing where you would have to get that implemented somehow. I think the best way is decentralized, to just have the different states leave the union.
But getting your stuff is still, it's still hierarchical. You're still asking the state to do it.
Fine. I get that, Mark, but it's not as out of control as the federal government. We can actually influence Concord. We're here in New Hampshire, and in Concord, New Hampshire, there are state representatives who care about liberty. They are actually Free State Project participants. We can tell you more about what the Free State Project is here in a moment. 855-450-FREE, because there's some exciting news about the Free State Project. The numbers have jumped up this week. And it's big. It's pretty big, I think. We'll get back to that here and tell you how things actually can change, but it will require action and not at the federal level. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
My business was losing money because I was wasting time searching through all my paperwork and computer files.
I had boxes of papers all over my house. I couldn't find anything.
Then I got the Neat digital filing system. Now all my documents are organized in one place.
With the Neat system, the boxes are gone, and I can find anything I want in just seconds.
Now I'm making money instead of wasting time.
My life is totally organized.
The Neat digital filing system organizes all your printed paperwork and computer files in just seconds in one tidy, easy-to-find digital place. You simply have to try Neat to see how simple it can be. And now you can try the Neat system for free just by calling 1-800-941-5792. Not only can you organize all your documents in seconds, you can find anything you want in just seconds, too, just by typing one word. Try the Neat system yourself for free. Just call 1-800-941-5792. 1-800-941-5792. That's 1-800-941-5792.
You're the kind of person who makes smart choices and is always prepared. That's why the PrepMart.com is perfect for you. Cook a great backyard meal with steam in about an hour with the Can Cooker Jr. Normally $74, on sale now for just $64.95. It's great for camping and emergencies, and batteries are on sale. Up to 10% off our low prices right now at thepretmart.com. Great customer service you can trust. Get prepared at thepretmart.com. That's thepretmart.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition. Tonight, with you in the studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And you can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and do enjoy the features that we share with you on the site. If you like the show, you like Free Talk Live, you like what we're doing, you like the idea of the concept of liberty getting out to more ears around the world, then you can help us accomplish that by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. The AMP program is really important to Free Talk Live. It allows us to market the show to more radio stations. In fact, we've got an exciting change coming up to the AMP program that we want to make. We're going to have to do some fundraising to make it happen. We want to hire our friend and co-host, Daryl Perry, to begin doing affiliate relations work because it's more than I can handle personally. It'll be better to have two people doing it than just one. And calling more radio stations during the week means more stations are going to come on board with the show. But we've got to raise the money to do it. We do have the good fortune of having somebody who's willing to match some of those funds. And I don't know how much more I can say about that at this point, Mark.
I'm still putting things together. So.
Basically, we're looking to raise $1,000 and have that, you know, a portion of that matched per month. So if we can go, like right now we're at around $3,000 per month at AMP, it would be excellent to get to $4,000. It would really allow us to bring another employee on here. I don't know if employee is the right word. Bring more help on board. Employee is a legal term. But bring more help on board, because I'm certainly not going to pay taxes and fill out employee forms. But bring Daryl on board full-time with the show, which would be awesome. And you can help us do that for $5 a month over at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. And you get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast forum, and more. amp.freetalklive.com. We're going to get right back to your calls, but I wanted to mention a solution. Because I didn't want to sound like, you know, a negative Nancy here tonight. Oh, that'll never work. Well, yeah, I don't really think changing Washington, D.C. is going to work. So I'm not going to get excited about whatever the presidential candidate is that you're excited about. I'm not going to get excited about whatever pie-in-the-sky platform change or whatever kind of tweak that you think would make the federal government work better. Even if I agree that it might make the government work a little better, I'm not going to get excited about it because I know realistically it's never going to be implemented. Because the Washington, D.C. gang is there to stay, and your interests are not theirs, and so therefore they're not going to take you seriously. Whatever it is you perform, or whatever it is you propose to them, they're not really interested. If they appear to be listening, they're just pretending, and they don't care. So what do you do? What is the solution? Is it to get together at the Occupy or the Tea Party and to wave some signs or to sit on some park benches? No, not really. They don't really care about you doing that either. So what I would recommend, if you love liberty, if you don't understand what freedom means, then you should go learn more about it. But if you do understand what liberty is, and that is your right to live your life how you want, so long as you don't harm anyone else, if you understand that and you get that in order to be free, that you have to allow other people who may not be like you to be free as well, then you're the right person to look at the Free State Project as a solution. To the rest of you looking for a solution to trying to control others, good luck with that. But if you want to leave other people alone so you can be left alone, go to freestateproject.org. Learn about the Free State Project. Get signed up for it and start making plans to move now. Now, the official plot behind the Free State Project is that we want to reach 20,000 signatures, 20,000 people who have declared their intention is to move with the other 19,999 to New Hampshire and to get active to achieve liberty in our lifetime. But I say don't wait to 20,000. Sign tonight and start planning your move, because we've already got over 1,400 people of that eventual 20,000, over 1,400 of them are already here in New Hampshire. That number's jumped up dramatically over the last week. It was at 900-something the last I saw, or 1,100-something. It's jumped up hundreds in the last week. That's because there was a bug in the Free State Project system when they switched over to their new website. Earlier this summer, they've got a volunteer staff. They've managed to iron out the bugs, and people have caught up with the updates that have needed to be done. So finally, they are up to date. That number is accurate. We are now at 14,907 participants, so we're almost to 75% of the eventual goal of 20,000, and over 1,400 of those people are already in New Hampshire, many of them early movers like Mark and myself. You want a movement that's exciting, you want a movement that's growing, a movement that's actually having success in achieving liberty and stopping the rise of the state, stopping the increases, the proposed increases in intrusion and taxation into our lives. It's happening here. It's the Free State Project. Go to freestateproject.org. You won't regret it. I know I'm not. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. We go to Grand Rapids, where Joe is listening to WTKG. Hey, Joe.
Yeah, everybody's talking about, you know, term limits and all these. I think we're done, man. I think this country's done. I hate to say that, but this amount of money they're spending, there's no way they're going to pay off trillions of dollars.
No way.
You know,
well, they've never paid off anything. And that's something really to be important to look at here. Andrew Jackson, the most fiscally responsible president that's been out there, and he's, I think, seventh or ninth or something like that. You're talking about the early 1800s. There was a debt of $20,000 or $60,000. I don't know. It was five digits. That thing, that's the lowest it's ever been. By the way, he was a Democrat. The most fiscally responsible president you ever had was a Democrat. And it's just, they've always operated in the red. We're still paying interest on the Civil War.
Well, the only reason that the whole thing hasn't collapsed is because they keep printing money. And once they stop doing that, you're going to talk, 25-30% unemployment. There's going to be
they're not going to stop. I mean, it can collapse if they print enough money too. And I don't think they have any intention to stop printing money.
I think eventually we're just going to split up into a few, smaller countries. I mean,
thank goodness it can't happen soon enough.
All right. Well, that's my opinion. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Joe. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
If you think what Joe says is likely to come to pass and that you're concerned about the printing of money, that's another good reason to get into bitcoins. It's another good reason to get into gold and silver.
That's right, yep. You can get gold and silver from our friends at Midas Resources by going to gold.freetalklive.com.
You get gold.freetalklive.com. You can get gold and silver there. If you want bitcoins, you go to cashintocoins.com. Those are real solutions. You can't do anything about the frivolous, irresponsible spending in Washington, D.C. You can't do anything about the Federal Reserve printing money. But you can do something about your own finances.
All right, let's go to Jim in Somerville, South Carolina, listening to WSC-FM. Hey, Jim.
Hey, I wanted to first let you guys know, man, you guys are great, and I want to thank you for the service to our country for what you guys are doing, man.
Oh, thanks, Jim. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah. Okay, I had a question, I'm pretty sure I heard this right a few months ago that, you know, with this Obama crap thing that got Obamacare, I mean, that there's certain people that either, you know, work for the White House or the Senate or Congress that are exempt from Obamacare.
And, oh, yeah.
If this is supposed to be something, you know, this is, I think, one of the things that the House was, you know, was trying to get at was, okay, well, you know, when they were going to concede with one of their bills was, if this is for America, all Americans, not just, you know, we the people, but, you know, but the government, oh, they can go ahead and pick and choose who has to abide by this crap, you know?
Well, right, and that's an indicator, that's a real obvious indicator that there's one set of rules for them and one set of rules for us.
Exactly, and I would love for somebody to just, I mean, to put Obama on the spot in front of the cameras and, you know, if he ever decides to have, like, a whole thing where people ask questions and say, why isn't everybody, you know, obliged to go by this? If he's saying, you know, this is for, you know, all Americans, that's bullcrap. You know, it's not for all Americans. It's for all Americans except for, you know, the people in the Congress, Senate, or the White House that
let me make this. Okay, so there's to some extent what you're saying is true, and to some extent it's false. The fact is that the Congress and the Congress critters and all their little Congress fleas that hang on to the critters, they've already got insurance. You pay for their federal government insurance in their job. So they're not exempt. They're previously compliant. They've already got the insurance that they were supposed to have.
Yeah, but you know they've got a sweet, sweet package.
You know they
deal,
do,
right?
Absolutely. Exactly right. But I just want to make it clear that, you know, the fact is there's Democrats across the nation screaming at their radios right now, informed ones, that are screaming at their radios saying, that's not true! And it's not true they're exempt. It's true that they've already got a plan that applies to them, and that the Obamacare
plan,
right, essentially requires that you have health care, and that health care is probably going to diminish in value over time.
Okay, well, I really appreciate you clarifying, because I was pretty sure that I heard that they were letting some people, you know, slide on that, and I was like, that just doesn't sound right, you know?
Oh yeah, man. I mean, they're going to be taken care of. I mean, even if the government goes,
the ruling class has always taken care of itself.
Right, right. I mean, you know, it's the party, the top dogs in the party. They're always going to be doing fine. You know, Kim Jong Un in North Korea, he's fat and healthy, unlike the rest of the country, which many of them are starving to death.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
Thank you for the call, Jim.
Well,
I appreciate your thoughts tonight, sir.
Bye-bye.
No problem.
You should let the North Koreans eat Kim Jong Un.
Wait, was that you should let the North Koreans eat, comma, Kim Jong-un, or let them eat Kim Jong-un?
No comma.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Hour 3 on the way. Plenty of time for your call and thoughts. And the ATF has misplaced 420 million cigarettes. Oops. We'll tell you about it coming up.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
If your mom or loved one lives alone, one call to Life Watch can end your worries for their safety. We're here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you call us right now, we'll send you absolutely free an information-packed report on the 9 most important things you need to know to make sure your parents are safe when living alone. It's completely free. Call us right now. 800-522-8286. Put your mind at ease with Life Watch. Dial 800-522-8286.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.